All right. Karen Eileen, you are a cash flow cat. And we're talking about all the things that are related to your not performance part of your life. That's what we're doing here in cash flow. All right.
Yes.
So, victories. These are three big victories. Oh my gosh. You shared you've made progress getting to sleep earlier, and earlier means 2 in the morning instead of 4 in the morning. But that's a win. That is a win.
Yes. I'm gonna take that win.
Giving
Yes.
it back. That's great. Also a victory, you sent out an email blast to your adorable tiny list of 200 people about individual coaching, and you got a student. Send more emails.
Okay.
Send another one next week.
Oh,
Another one next week.
okay. Okay.
Some people didn't see the first one.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, just
I have to get over the fear of bombarding people. I don't know what that
that's
is.
why
We can talk
God
about that.
gave us the delete key.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everybody's got it.
Okay.
Everybody knows how to use it.
All right.
Here's the thing. If there are five people on your list that are like, oh, I need her services, and you only send out one email, and four people don't see that one email. One person saw it, and then they were like, oh, yes, please. What if you had to send out four emails to get all four of those other people?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we have to always focus on the people that our emails are for.
Okay.
You have a list of 200 people. You don't know which of them need you at the moment. And you have to be like, I might piss off three of them, but if I help six of them, that has to be the thing. And
Okay.
I kind of approach the list as like, it's a list to buy. If you don't want to buy, get off the list. Like, that's what we're doing here. You're following me to help your career, and the way you help your career is to work with me. My
Except
job is to tell you I'm still alive, and then.
you put out though you I know because I read and watch all the stuff you do. You put out these little golden nuggets and things for free. I'm not yet doing that, so I feel like before I can email them every week, I have to give them authentically something of value, not just buy, right? So,
Yes. I mean,
yes.
ideally, that's the rhythm you'd like to be in with people. You give, you give, you request. But you're not making a request. It's not like you're sending out, as a marketer, it's not, I'm sending an email saying, please give me money. You need money. You want money.
I do want money,
That's not the
yes.
offer. The offer is, would you like me to help you with whatever's going on with you? Would you like me to pull my brain away from my life and put it on your life?
Oh, that's so out of my comfort zone. I'm gonna have to do it. Just do it.
So,
Just
but
do
if you
it.
haven't talked to your list in a while,
They're a little cold. They're
they're
not
like,
freezing, but they're yeah.
but it's okay. These emails about the fact like, hey, work with me. You can coach it in a little, I mean, couch it in a little story.
Okay.
So, the reason I'm sending you out the second email is because the first one I sent out, someone contacted me and this was their issue. They were like, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? We totally unraveled that for them. If you have that, know that I can help you with this. I can also help you with this. I can also help you with this. And that's that email. That's your second email. Third
Okay, that's
email.
great. That's because that's authentic. That's honest. Yeah, and I had session one with the new client and I did help her. So, yeah. Okay, good.
So let people know, like, she was
Okay.
frustrated with this.
Yeah.
She chose to come to me. What she got out of that was a solution and speed.
Yes.
Instead of poking around for 4 months trying to figure it out herself, we just worked it out in
Okay.
like an hour.
Yeah.
So
Oh, that's
sometimes
really
it's
good.
good to just have those conversations, get that personalized guidance.
Okay.
That's what the emails are for. You're educating, you're telling people why coaching is so important.
Oh boy. All right, it's a new lens. That's good. I like it a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That was awesome. So yes, send more emails. Another third victory. In general, You just feel significantly calmer, feeling more empowered, feeling hopeful that you can absolutely do this, which is a new feeling to have. And I'm so happy you're having
Me too.
it. Okay, so questions. The first question is when you under-earn, when you don't meet your earnings goal for a week or a month, do you pay yourself the difference out of savings to make it to your goal? Is that just a separate category from plan savings? So if you need, you mean, so what you're saying is like at the end of the month, if I need to pay some bills and I haven't earned the money,
To
where do I,
take,
what do, yeah, you take
yeah.
it. That's what the savings is for right now, to cover your ass.
Okay.
Savings lives in our accounts for different reasons at different times in our life.
Okay.
Sometimes it just sits there for emergencies, but sometimes it's like cover your ass savings money. Yeah.
Okay. And the okay, let me let you. The mindset piece, and I'm going to continue to work on this. The mindset piece is, oh my God, I'm going to use up all my savings and I won't have any more money. And then what do I do? That's like, I've gone
Course,
all the way down the rabbit
that
hole.
is everybody's lizard comes out.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody's lizard, just hearing that, just came out and said, yep, that's our favorite. But here's now, when I say you use savings to pay your bills, you don't use your savings to pay your Hulu subscription. You use your savings to pay your bills that you have to pay, rent, you
Insurance.
Wi-Fi, like insure, yeah. Things
Okay.
people will show up at your door and demand.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
consequences if you don't pay. That kind of stuff is
Okay.
a good use of your savings in a moment of time for a limited amount of time as you are getting other streams of income up and running.
So to be, I already know the answer to this, and it would help me to hear it from you. The old crappy wrong mindset is it's a failure of some kind to have to go into savings to cover my bills. I don't know who made that rule, but if I made it, I'm gonna like evict the rule, or what do they call it? Repeal the rule. Yeah, I don't know why I think it's like what I think savings is just to not touch ever and just have it grow if, for eternity. Like that's what I think it's supposed to do.
That's what we're told it's supposed to do.
Okay.
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 Almost all of the financial, this is my opinion. Almost all of the, I do not give financial advice.
I understand. I got you. I hear you.
All of the financial education that you and I have heard growing up applied to baby boomers' lives. The average baby boomer. Yeah, save for retirement because you'll actually have a retirement. You can actually stop working and then do stuff for because you have a home and then you can take the equity out of the home. How does that apply to our futures?
I've
We don't
never
even
heard
know.
anybody say that before.
Yeah, we don't even know what our futures are going to look like. AI, climate change, like what? You know,
Wow.
that financial advice, God bless Susie Orman, that does not apply. The general sense of like, you shouldn't spend all your money, you should put some of it away. But there are I didn't put money into savings for 10 years. I didn't have any money to put into savings for the last, in my 40s. My life turned out that I missed an entire decade that should have been one of my highest earning decades, according to the plan of like life in your 40s. Should have a career and be earning your money and saving it. No, I had a sick sister and I was just trying to keep shit together. My husband lost his job during that time. It's like we were just trying to keep our boat afloat. So now we're trying to, you know, make up for that. But that was our life. That's what happened. I don't
Oh,
even know if we're
that's
going to have a retirement. Like it's crazy. So
so helpful.
these rules and these stories don't necessarily apply. So you shouldn't beat yourself up about it.
Oh,
And you need to
man.
have what is a more empowering story? that because
Okay.
your lizard brain is going to keep telling you that story.
Yes,
Oh,
I've
but
heard
you
it. I've heard it my whole
ate a
life, like
flying
from my
crusade.
parents.
Yeah. So you're going to hear it again and again and again. So how are you going to counter it? What is going to be your story that you go, ah, I hear you, but this is what I believe. So
Well, you
what's your
just
story?
did it. You just gave it to me, which is everything that I've heard is from my parents' generation or the boomer generation, and I'm like, that's not me. I'm not in that. So I can release myself from all of these things. You ought to have a home. You have this much in your 401k. You got a blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, I mean, for some people, but because I constantly have been feeling like I'm behind the eight ball. I'm doing it wrong. I'm not. And so you have just beautifully released me from that entire narrative.
And I felt that way too, well into my 40s. I'm like, oh,
Okay.
I am like completely, until I decided that story is gonna haunt me and it's a hand around my throat.
Yeah,
How am
it's
I
not
gonna make
helpful.
more money if I just like, yeah, I'm like,
No.
this is my life. I don't know if I'm ever gonna be able to make up that decade. I'll do my
Right,
best
right.
and then I'll die and we'll see what happens in between.
Oh
Like, okay.
my God. Okay.
And I can say that to you because the other story that you can legitimately tell yourself, Karen Eileen, is everything I'm doing right now is to improve my financial future.
For sure. I feel that. Like, I know
That's
that in
all I'm
every.
doing right now. Right. So the lizard comes out and you're like, ba, 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 that doesn't apply. And everything I'm doing right now is to improve my financial future.
That's
So I
correct.
don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear it. Go
Oh my
back into
God, what a
it. Okay.
relief. Okay, wow. Okay, I expected some guidance. I did not expect, like, oh, that's such a relief, like to put down the
Oh, good.
boulder. I didn't. Okay, wow. Okay, awesome.
Okay. This
Okay.
next one, money mindset. One of my besties is earning $100,000 in a fully remote job, and in addition, getting offers for $5,000 remote gigs and little green monsters raise his head. How do I think about this so I can both be happy for him and peaceful and happy for myself and where I am going? Yeah.
And or not beat the crap out of myself because I'm nowhere near.
Yeah. So how can you do that? What is the story when the little green monster comes out and is like, so look at that. What is the story you can counter those
That's
others?
why I brought it because all I'm hearing is is things that are not supportive, like, well, if you're not there, it's your own fault. And how did you waste all this time not getting there? And like, so that's all, that's the loud. I'm not hearing anything like nice and authentic and true. The other stuff is very loud and on top.
Yeah.
I can,
So
you know,
what,
like,
so I'm guessing that you don't actually want the job that they have.
I couldn't do it. He's been in a, like a government space for a long time. So
Ooh,
I
yeah,
it's
and
not
that
no, it's not
sounds
for me.
terrifying. Yeah.
But there's stories like the stories shared in this group right after many years of like an Abundance Bound member who's like has a 100K remote job and is now acting. So like I know I didn't realize that was a thing until this group. And so the number 100K is around me a lot lately and I'm like
It's very also, yeah,
how do
it's
I
six figures has been around in the online space. It's like this big giant thing, but it's just,
Okay.
it's a thing.
All
It's the
right.
Susie Orman thing of the current generation.
I feel envious. I feel like I
Right.
wish I was in my version of that. I wish
Right.
all those
Your
things.
version
So
of that.
my
So
version.
very often, jealousy is an indicator of what you want. I want that security. I want that abundance.
Yes.
I want the remoteness of it and the side gigs. Like, I want the flow of that. I want it.
Yes.
And which makes me look at, oh, yeah, that's what I'm going for. That is what I'm doing. I am orienting all of my whole ship is on the course towards that kind of
That.
security, that kind of abundance, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm doing it now. They did it back then. And we're all on different journeys and
Yeah.
different timelines, and I
Yeah.
don't know why.
I don't know why. And so I could stop blaming myself or beating myself up for not knowing why. Like I'm trying to crack some weird, like if I crack some code, I'll understand why it didn't happen. I can make it happen sooner. Like there's some weird narrative going on up there about that.
And here's the from the big picture perspective, you have to be very, very careful of being jealous of someone else's life.
Remind me. I mean, I know this, but remind me, please.
Because then you have to get everything that's going to happen in their life. When their parents are going to die, when they are going to die, how they're going to die, what is going to, you just don't, you want your life. You want to love your life and bless people for their life. We all have different things. I don't think that we're here and this is school and we're here to earn life lessons, like whatever. But if you just are like an aware human, you're going to learn some things. But we all have different things we're learning in this lifetime. I
For
think we come
sure,
in knowing certain things that aren't a problem for us, and then we have other things we have to work on. I have this podcaster that I listen to occasionally, and I like to listen to her because she, all the things that I've struggled with came supernaturally to her.
Oh,
All the
wow.
things she struggles with came super early in my life and super easy for me. I got the
Wow.
relationship when I was 18. It's lasted for
Wow.
33 years.
Yeah.
Like the relationship came easy. Knowing what I wanted to do with my life came easy, but some other
Wow.
things came really hard. And it just shows you like she's got a great life that she loves. I have a great life that I love,
Yeah.
and she's still trying to get some things, and I'm still trying to get some things, and they're like the
Okay.
polar exact op our lives are like the opposite. And I just like checking in with her every so often because it's like, yeah, we are all on these different roads. She has some things, I have some things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, it just makes me relax. I know comparison is evil and it's so seductive. It's so easy to fall into, especially when somebody dear to me calls me up and is so excited about these crazy giant numbers flowing into their world. Yes.
And it is a sign of maturity and you doing the work on yourself when you can be genuinely joyful for somebody else's success.
I know that is true, and I want to get there.
And the way you get there, people think, oh, well, if I have my own version of success in my life, then I can be joyful for somebody else's version as long as the versions are slightly equal. That's not it. That's not it.
Oh,
If
man.
you learn to love your life, the fact that you have life, the fact that you have a lot of, you're living the dream that a lot of people in this world have. Oh, to
Holy
be in
cow.
America. Oh, to be college educated. Oh, to be like to have the wisdom and experience and the talent that you have. And the connections that you have, the more you are just in love with your life, no matter what you have or don't have, if you're in love with your life, you don't want anybody else's life. And you want them to have a great life because you're having a great life. That is how I could go into these big, giant, gorgeous mansions as a professional organizer and then come back home with my couple hundred dollars at the end of a, 7-hour day. And not be jealous because I had things in my little apartment that they didn't have in their big house. There was some shit going on. I'm like, I'm not going to trade my life for your life, even though you have all the things. So the trick is to be in love with your life. And
Man.
that's how you get more, by being in love with what you have.
So, and this is rhetorical, unless you have something you feel is a big match to it. So, like, the question then becomes, how do I fall madly in love with? I'm in a place right now where I'm covering my bills. That's where I am financially. Like, I'm not sure how to love on that.
You were once in a place where you weren't covering your bills.
That's correct.
Oh my gosh. You have the wherewithal, the smart, the physical capabilities, the support system to be able to have made that shift. Holy shit. And you're in
Oh
a place where
man.
your roof, you're not going to lose your home.
I have a place to be indoors. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh
Like
man.
all the
Oh
little
man. It's
things.
really okay.
Just keep bringing it, you drag your brain back.
Okay. It is drag. I mean, I won't stay like that, but it feels like at the moment
Yeah.
I have
Oh,
to
it's a
drag it.
drag.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like,
Yeah.
no, it's holding on. It's like, no. We like
Right.
thinking about this stuff because then we
Yeah.
don't have to feel other things when we're looking at other people.
Clearly, like some things are
Yeah.
easier to feel than others. And in line with what you're saying, like as I'm sitting here thinking about it, my friend who's got all this tremendous money flowing into his world, he's got so much drama going on as well. So it's a giant paycheck, but there's all these crazy shenanigans, and he's got things in his life, and I conveniently minimize the crap out of that. So that's a very, 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 very important reminder.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Good.
Yeah, stop beating yourself up. You got
Okay.
you've put yourself on this hook of guilt
Yeah.
and like, oh, I should be you put yourself there, so you have to
I
get yourself off
know.
that hook.
Ugh.
Takes
Okay.
too much energy.
It does. But the idea that you're giving me that's so helpful is I don't deserve to be on the hook. I think I'm there because I deserve it. I've done all these things that are wrong or poor choices or whatever, but
Yeah,
that is
you're
actually
getting something
not.
out of
There's
you're
always a
getting something out.
payoff. Yeah, there's always a payoff for that. I don't know what the payoff would be for continuing to feel bad about that. That doesn't no longer resonates with me, but clearly there's something in there. Yeah.
Yeah. What if you just
Yeah.
decided you were going to stop? I think sometimes when we're into like self-growth and we're working on like, changing our lives and improving our lives, we forget it can be as simple as just making a decision of I'm no longer going to talk to myself like that. Like, I'm just not going to be that person. Not with everything, but there are some things in our lives where it can just be a decision. Like, I'm just not going to do that.
It's important for me to hear.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to subscribe to that magazine anymore. I'm not going to
Yeah.
subscribe to that thought anymore. No.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, I just believe the universe has my back. And when I say I believe, I mean I subscribe to that idea, which means when things come along in my life that are like, oh, well, how dare the universe? It's like, no, if you believe that the universe has your back at all times, then it has to apply to this situation too. Then I challenge myself, how does it apply to this situation?
Oh boy.
Okay, well, this didn't happen and this didn't happen, and okay, this is fine, and all right, so the universe has my back.
Okay.
You, it's sort of like what is something, is there something in your life that you've just chosen, like I don't eat meat or I don't drink or I don't, like what is something that you
Great
just
example. Yeah,
easily,
both of those things. I don't eat red meat and I don't drink. I
yeah,
don't do either of
so
those things. Yeah.
okay, that was a decision at some point. You just
Yeah.
decided, right?
Yes.
And you have your reasons.
Yes. And
And
it
those,
was a rough transition. Like it wasn't like sunshine and roses right after the decision for either of those things, right?
but it was
Yeah.
literally a decision because you weren't
Yeah.
like, it wasn't like I was addicted and I had to go through a biological withdrawal. It's, we're not talking about addictions, we're talking about choices. And just as we can say, I'm not going to drink, or I am never going to have a relationship with somebody who hits me. Like, it just, or I'm only going to drive this kind of car because that's safe. These things, we can make those kind of mental choices with our thoughts as well. Like, I am not going to ever talk to myself like that ever again.
Wow,
Just
this is so
no.
these all these light bulbs going off because I did not think I could make that kind of choice with a thought or a belief. I'm not sure why, but I thought, you know, something out tangible in the world, like I'm gonna do this or have this or drive this. That feels easy because it's in the material world, but the internal stuff I did not think I didn't apply it to that at
These are
all.
just stories. I'm not talking about trauma. I'm
Yeah.
talking about the stories we make about the little stuff that just eats our energy away. That's
Got
where
it.
we start with this stuff.
Okay. That's big. That bit that there's something really big there because I immediately feel like I need to go to sleep for a couple days. Like
Yes,
I'm like,
no, that's an indicator. I don't want to think about that. That's mine too. My body's
yeah.
like, let's have a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't want to go there. Yeah,
Okay.
okay.
Wow. Good.
Yeah, it's just, you just decide this is the person I'm going to be in the world, and I'm going to be someone you decided. I'm not going to eat red meat. I'm not going to drink. That is who I'm just going to be.
Yeah.
And so you can decide that about other things too.
Wow.
All right, that's a person who doesn't freak out about this.
Oof. Okay.
That's but gonna to marinate. Do that, you have to give up the hit that you're getting from the drama.
Oh, man.
Getting a lot of juice out of drama. It's not a good or bad thing. It's just a thing about you.
It feels bad.
You are wired.
There's I'm a dramatic
side to it, and
human.
There's a dark side to it. Light side, it fuels your creativity.
It does. It's
whimsy and your personality. There's a lot of great things about the drama. Mm-hmm. But the darker side of the fact that you're getting a lot of juice out of drama is it's eating up your energy like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what if the drama and you just saved it for all the fun stuff? All the Disney stuff, all the musical stuff, like all the fun stuff, all the vacation stuff. Just are like, I don't do drama in this area. Try that thought on and see what happens.
I'm writing that down. That's insane.
Does not do drama.
Holy Mary. Okay. That's
And then
new.
You'll find out like, what am I getting out of it? What am I have to giving up? Because you have to give up something. To give up the drama, because you only have the drama because you're getting something from it. That's why people don't change. They don't want to give up. And sometimes they don't even know what the hidden benefit is. You have to bring that to
life. I'm going to have to ask. I feel like I don't understand yet what I'm getting out of it.
Yeah. Okay. You'll find out.
Oh boy.
Ask yourself.
Okay.
Watch yourself. Notice yourself and you'll find it.
Wow.
Good stuff. Thank you for bringing
juicy.
It.
Juicy. Thank awesome. You so much.
Mm. Helen Highfield. Hello. Cashflow. Cat of Highfield Home. Side business. Oh my gosh. Oh, I just, I did a dance when I read this. So victory report. I am working with my second client and I have two more lined up for the next month. I also posted a shot from my first client's home, tagging the stylist I'd bought a side table from on the Facebook marketplace, mostly so I could meet her, and then randomly ended up assisting her on a shoot this week. I was also talking about my interest in working with a designer to learn more, and a photographer forwarded me a job posting to be an associate interior designer and applied, and I have a call this week. Well, my goodness, what's happening in your glamorous life over there? I remember when you were on this call and crying because you didn't know what you were going to do with this talent you had. Yeah. Okay. This is good. This makes me so happy. All right. So you had questions. You have a meeting coming up with your third client and you just need some reminding or bolstering about setting a higher rate. You feel more comfortable charging more than you have been, but the hourly setup still makes you a little nervous. For some reason. So let's talk about that. What's bubbling?
So first off, I think part of why I wanted to talk about it is I want to kind of out myself for having my nose in his wallet. because I know that he makes a lot of money. He is a person who is just like very generous. Whenever we go out, like he buys all of the drinks. Like I ran into him at the grocery store one time. I said nothing, but he knows that I was going through a hard time. He like bought me groceries. Like it's really, really sweet. He feels like my rich cousin or something. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to work on the project. He and his wife just bought a new house and he has like a back house that he's going to use for an office. Mm. And I was thinking of you and your like Zoom background, because it's partially for that. He does all of these like talking head things about sports that I know nothing about. but mostly I'm really excited to be like, how can I make sports stuff look cute? and figure out his background and anyways. But I think because I'd had in my head, I'm just going to say numbers. I put numbers at 250. I charged my first client 250 and I had said
250 for what?
Yes, exactly. I just like for the job. And then we talked, and you were like, it should have been per room because there was starting to be scope creep. And I didn't feel comfortable going back and be like, actually, so I was fine. She actually ended up paying me 300. We're good.
Great.
And like bought some stuff that I was going to try and sell anyways. It's fine. And she's going to refer me to people. My other friend also around that same time asked, and I had talked to you, so I was like, it's 250 per room. And so now we're working on her living room, and she's very one she's a business owner and has been very, very clear about like, please let me know if you increase your rates. Let me know. Like, she's been wonderful. So we're just on the 250. Yeah, it's really, really mean. And she's also just been like encouraging me so much. It's really meaningful. Anyways, so she's 250. My not this guy, but another woman. So they're all from the gym. The women are all from the gym. Also was like, hey girl, what's your rate? And I said 250 per room. Mo partially because again, I have my nose in everybody's wallet. I'm like, I know that you don't make a ton of money. I also kind of I'm excited to do your weird version of stuff because you want like a spooky gothic thing, and that sounds fun and weird. And I'm excited to figure out how to do that. And she was like, "So does a studio count as one room?" And I was like, "Kinda." So that's fine. And I think because I was like, they all know each other and are friends, I just wanted that's the rate that they all get. And understandably, the middle person who
Sounds
would.
great.
Multiple numbers or multiple rooms, she's like, that's fine. And that feels different. So that feels comfy. So this guy feels removed from that. Plus, I know he has money. And I'm just like, okay, I feel comfortable asking for more. I'm still getting a handle on like how many hours I actually put in. Obviously, there's going to be wiggle room on like a learning curve and what I'm doing. But there's a part of me that feels a little resistant to being like, to letting them in on how much time I'm taking on things by setting this hourly rate. Like somehow I'm allowing them to decide how much work I'm doing or something. And it the by room thing makes a little bit more sense. But I'm open to talking more about that and shifting that. I've realized that in like I pushed him off. I was going to maybe meet him this weekend and I intentionally pushed him off so that I could talk to you first. And the number that is feeling comfy is 500 in my head. Though, like, honestly, eventually I know I could charge more than that. 500, I feel okay about.
Okay. So 500 for like a room kind of thing. Okay. So the thing about telling someone your rate, I think it's almost like we want to give people really good rates so that we communicate to them, I'm not trying to cheat you. Even though I know you have money, I'm not trying to cheat you.
I have that so loud.
Right. Oh, we all, most people do. That is very common. But you have to remind yourself, you're not cheating them. You're not cheating them. How they interpret your rate, you have no control over. Because you could say the same price to two people, and one of them's like, you're cheating me. I worked with an organizing client in her, I mean, multi-million dollar home. And she just thought my rates were way too high. Like for what she was, I was like, okay, well, that's your drama. But like it was the last person you would think who would think I was like trying to shyster her out of some money. Yeah. So, but very often rich people think everyone's trying to take advantage of them. Some rich people have this thing from old stuff. Okay. So you have to keep reminding yourself, I am not trying to cheat anybody. I'm just trying to pay the rent here. Okay. So we have to, first of all, awesome choices for all of those three first clients.
Thank you.
And congratulations, because it sounds like you got cupcake clients. Miata and I call them cupcake clients, just like the best. Like you've got clients who are like encouraging you and being like, now you just need to raise your prices. You just let me know. Like that's the best, especially when you're starting out, which really kind of is such a strong indicator that you're on the right track with this. It's just you're getting great people who are just, I had cupcake clients in the beginning of my organizing, and God bless them all because they just helped so much. So you're doing great and you're making great choices. And yes, they all know each other. So, okay, 250, that's great. I'm going to talk about that studio apartment in a minute. But so this guy.
Yeah.
So now the challenge is we need to define what the room price is about. What does that actually entail? Because I don't think going forward, you can just describe it as one room kind of thing.
I did. Let me find what I actually wrote to her, because I did give kind of a, I wasn't sure if I was like, I'm on the line of, am I over explaining and being like, I'm not cheating you. I promise I'll do a lot for the 250.
Right.
Okay. So I said, so I'm charging 250 for a room. That'll include our initial meeting, mood boards, a whole bunch of sourcing and consulting on what to get and styling once you have everything ready to go. That's it.
Lovely. And so what you want to then track is just like, how much time did that really take? Just so you have a feel for it.
Yeah.
And the goal at 250 is like less than 10 hours. Like, yeah, just less. And that's great. So it's, I would say like my base rate is $500 per project. We start there. Now, for most of my clients, that's enough. It entails this and this. And, you know, it averages out to about 10 hours, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep it 10 or under.
Right.
But you can just say like it averages about to about 10-ish hours. You can say 10-ish. That's nice. 10-ish hours. And then if a client has so much work they want to do, that first payment takes care of phase one usually. And then we can work on phase two.
Right.
So that's how I would explain it. My base rate is this per project. For the majority of my clients, that's all they need.
Mm-hmm.
We consult, we talk, we mood board, I style. It's great. Sometimes clients will need, that will be like phase one of a room or their house. And then we'll move on to phase two once that's complete.
Yeah.
So that's, that leaves the door open for you going, for someone to be like, you know, and then I want to do this mural thing on my wall. You're like, great. That's phase two. We're going to do all of this stuff first in the $500. And then we'll talk the next $500. And that also gets your clients thinking that every time it's $500.
Right.
It's like phase one,
phase two. Well, and also, I can see how like kind of throwing in the hours in there without it being like, this is an hourly rate. Because I think what I'm a little also anxious about with the hourly rate is I don't want someone being like, oh, you've been here an hour and a half and I thought this would be an hour. Like I just kind of want to get away from working at an hourly rate like in my whole life.
100%. 100%. You,
yeah.
'Cause you want chunks of money. Because as you get better at this, you're going to get faster at it.
Well, even already, I want to also like call out for myself that I think part of the reason I feel like I'm cheating or whatever is I'm like, this shit is so easy. I'm like throwing together a thing. I'm like, while I'm watching TV, I'm doing exactly what I said I wanted to do, which is I'm like, I'm making a fucking mood board on, and I'm on Pinterest while I'm watching TV, having a lovely evening of what I would normally be doing. And I send it to my friend and they're like, oh my God, they like spaz out. I'm like, that was the, what? That was the easiest couple $100 I've ever made.
What's so funny to me is that everybody wants their career to feel like that.
Yeah.
but they're so uncomfortable when it starts to feel like that.
Yeah.
Whether it's their acting career, and it was, the jobs are just coming in, like, what's wrong? It's like, nothing. This is exactly what you want. Enjoy. Enjoy. I loved organizing. I love coaching so much. I'm like, I just can't believe I get paid for this. It's like the most fun thing to do in the world. Organizing the same way. It was like, I can't believe I get paid. I'm the one in this room having the most fun of everybody. I should be paying everyone else, you know? Yes. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Because if a person cannot design, you look like a goddess and they're so happy to have you.
Yeah.
You're cracking a code that they just, speaking as one, I'm like, that's amazing.
Right.
Going to Ingrid for voice lessons, which by the way, I have a list to do actually. It's like, I don't know how to do that. I know something's weird is going on. Like, she'll crack a code because she's amazing, and I will give her money.
Yeah.
She's the code cracker. And I don't care if she's like, this is so easy. I'm just telling you the thing I tell everyone. And I'm like, I've never heard it before though. And you're telling it to me and it makes all the difference in my life. And she's like, oh, you know, another day at the office. Yeah. Your superpower. Superman's not like, oh, hard day of flying again. He's just like, yeah, I fly. I don't know. It's breathing. I'm so happy for you. That it feels this way. So the $500, you're going to get that whether it takes you 3 hours or up to 10.
Yeah.
And if it's going over 10, it means the scope is creeping and you have to go, you know what? We're going to have to save this to phase two.
Right. Right.
That's your job.
Yeah.
Containerizing. Yeah. 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 Okay. So $500. Give them a little explanation of what that is. Sounds about right. That's like, you know, if you work 10 hours, that's $50 an hour. Yeah. Out of which you're taking taxes or taking a business card. Like, yeah. You're going to his place. You make house calls. That's another thing to keep in mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
And $500 is less than any designer out there. That's why this is your side gig. Because you want an acting career. That's why people are getting a bonus by working with you, because you're not doing this for a career, or else you'd be charging a rate they wouldn't want to pay.
Right. Which is actually kind of a good tie-in for the next question.
Yes. This is so exciting. Okay. Yeah. So you wrote, curious to get your thoughts on what to ask for in this phone interview. The job was listed as a mix of in-office, on-site, remote, 25 to 45 hours a week, $25 to $40 an hour. I'd like to be able to negotiate for the higher end of payment and possibly some flexibility on hours so I can still take some of the freelance work that's been coming my way. Right. So in looking at this, somebody who's like, I'm looking for somebody 25 to 45 hours a week. That's a wide range. It's like
huge.
Part-time or really full-time.
Right.
And then when they offer anywhere from 25 to 40.
I actually just checked. It's 20 to 40.
20 to 40.
Yeah.
So, okay. What that sort of tells me is that they're like, okay, if I get somebody really good, for 40, I can only afford to have them 25 hours.
Right.
Because they had that somewhere their budget is $1,000 a week. Because if they're paying someone $40 for 25 hours, that's 1,250, or that's 1,000. But if they pay them $25 for 45 hours a week, that's 1250. So their budget is right around $1,000 a week. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
Because if they were going to pay someone $40 an hour for 45 hours a week, that's close to $2,000 a week. It's 1800.
Yeah.
So I doubt that's what they're doing with that wide of a thing.
Also, my gut is that the 45 is on like a week where there's a big install on a project.
Yeah. So it fluctuates. That would be my guess too. So What would you like?
As much as I can get. I
Yeah.
mean, I guess, like I said, I think the flexibility matters to me. I'm realizing I can also say I think she is, I think I would maybe be her first hire. It's a fairly new
It
business.
sounds like it.
All of the job description, the reason I applied is that there weren't a lot of like you need to have a degree in this and software in this. It was just like ex good attitude, excited to learn. And I was like, here I am. The oh, what do I want? So there's a part of me that thinks I should want the full-time job that pays all of my bills with the one job. But I've also never gone that route, and it makes me go like a little bleh. I don't really want to give up this freelance stuff, the like the styling gigs that come up.
For sure.
So I think I want the flexibility. I mean, I'd love a full 1,000 a week. I would love, you know, $40 at 25 hours or whatever. Make it like part-time, but like a decent rate. Because I'm also thinking of I've picked up another part-time gig where it's like 25 an hour. I'm like helping this filmmaker a couple days a week. And then the styling gigs range when it's like for a design, like I've worked anywhere for 300 a day on a 10-hour day, so $30 an hour, to designer gigs are usually 350 a day. Kind of corporate-y things are like 400, 450 a day. And I want to be able to take the, especially the 400, 450 ones. So I think I just want something that is like, I understand I'll be getting new experience that I'm looking for, but I don't want to cheat my, get so locked in at like a low rate and responsibilities or whatever that I can't then take the random jobs that are like, hey, we'll pay you 450 a day. And I'm like, great.
Right. Okay. So there's two things. Let me write them down so I don't forget. So I have a feeling, and this is a conversation that you're going to need to have with her. So you can say, you know, from what I, my guess is from the wide range of hours that you wrote there, is this a job where, like, some weeks, if you have something, you'd need me for like 45 hours, and then some weeks it would be,
Right.
that's what I'm, my guess is. So you might want to take this conversation to a month, thinking of it in terms of a month rather than week to week to week.
Okay.
Because week to week to week in a job that where it fluctuates so much, it's not even worth talking about. It's like, I think it would work better for you both if you thought of in terms of like she buys this many hours from you
For this month.
for the month.
Oh,
At the least, amount, it would be 25 hours a week, which is like 100 hours a month. That's the least that she said here, 25 hours a week.
right.
So there's so many, this is the other thing that everybody should take a note on. Just because a job description, especially when you're not working with a corporation, this is just another freelance person and they're making it up. They're making it up. And there's so many ways to arrange payment.
Right.
That really having a conversation of like, what is something that would be a win-win for us both? So she can manage her money with a, you know, fluctuating clientele, and you can manage your time, you
Right.
know. So you could do it where it sounds to me like the least amount of time you need assistance with is about 100 hours a month. Some months, by the way, have 5 weeks. Not every month has 4 weeks. So just, you know, but let's just say 100 hours a month. So I could guarantee you 100 hours a month. And I'd like to get this much per hour. Now we know she's, this job description is indicating she can do $4,000 a month because that's basically like, her thing. So you could say, you know, $4,000 a month for these 100 hours, or what, you know, could you afford per month for the 100 hours? Now, you guys could do it where you're guaranteed, she could do it where I will guarantee you 50 hours a month for sure, meaning I will just write you a, I'll Zelle you at the beginning of the month. So you know you have this consistent money in, and then any extra time you work, I'll pay you at the end of the month. Like with, we could do it like that. So it's like a retainer for a certain amount, so that I know I have that coming in. You know you have that many hours with me, and then we'll just play it by ear up to this many hours a month. So that's one way you could do it for partial hours. Another way you could do it is, if she's like, well, if you're like, if she's kind of like, on the money, you could say, okay, we could do it where the first 50 hours is at this rate. And then any extra time you need from me is at a higher rate. That's another way you could do it.
Okay.
You know, so it's like, if you need, so you're
Well,
saving, like you're paying me a little bit less than I want for the first 50 hours, but I'm guaranteed that money at the top of the month, so I can count on it. And then if you do need me, because the only reason she would need you is if she was getting paid
right.
to use you, so then it's at a slightly higher hourly rate. And then you just track those hours during the month. And at the end of the month, you say, this is how many extra hours I worked beyond our guaranteed price.
Okay. Interesting.
It doesn't have to be that you work. If she's trying to get you down on the regular rate, then you would negotiate a higher rate for the extra. But if she's willing to meet your rate, then you can just be great. Guarantee me this much money at $35 an hour. And then if you need extra hours, just tell me
Right.
and I'll just bill you at $35 an hour. That's how I do it with my assistant. She gets a retainer. Kate is on the call. Because I want her to know she is getting a solid amount of money that she can count on every single month. And then if she works more over her hours, she just tells me, but she gets the same hourly rate for it all.
Okay.
So that's one way to do it. Another, now, if she's not an out of the box thinker, or her business is structured, no, I need to know kind of weekly, 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 weekly. And another way you can do it is, like, let's say you're like, I would like $40 an hour. And she's like, but that would only be like, I need more time. Like, if she's going back and forth, another way to do it is, okay, I could work for you this many hours a month or a week or however you're going to do it at that rate for 3 months. You can try me out. You can see if you like it. And then at the end of the 3 months, my rate would go up. So it's another way to do it. So she gets kind of like a discount up front to test you out and see if she likes you and you guys, but then you know that it's going to bump up
That's
after
interesting.
3 months.
I'd been also thinking, I'd had the thought like telling her, like, I in no way want to hide that I'm an actor, but just say, like, give her some kind of heads up of like the re I have more time now because I'm, you know, nothing is up and running. So if you want to maybe we do more of a full-time situation now. And then and get our flow together. And then that means that in the new year, I cut back a little. But I thought of it being a rate change.
I mean, I would be definitely upfront with her and go, here's the thing. I know you want to stay in a budget, whatever that is. What I need most in any job situation is flexibility. Because as an actor, you know, I will not leave you in a lurch. I will, you know, but I just need the person to know that I have other demands on my time. Good news, we're in a strike. This would be a great time to start working together. And then at least, you know, worst case scenario, you would know me enough and like me enough to be able to call me in on just certain jobs and then hire somebody else. But I have for sure, like till the end of the year, for probably for sure, where I do have just extra time to enter into this. Cause I mean, you leaving, she'll just hire somebody else. And then she has you to call on as an assistant. Like that, I don't think that's going to be an issue for her. But yeah, so what I want you to do on the call is meet her with real colleague to colleague energy.
Yeah.
Of like, let's just talk about this so we can figure out a win-win. Yeah. Because right now you actually don't know anything about her needs. You have no idea how she structures her business. So you coming up with, I'll take this many hours for this, you don't have enough information to make that.
I also even have I was catching myself having, you know, fake conversations where it was even in the other direction, where it was me being a little, what felt like demanding, where I'm like, listen, like in order to live, you would need it. Like, if you want all of my job time, you have to pay me this much because otherwise I can't live. And like, that's not her problem. But I was feeling very like, okay, it needs to be 40 hours a week at $40 an hour or more, because otherwise, how am I supposed to survive? But I do.
Right. Now, this is, I like that you said that.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop you because I think this is really important. That is a very normal reaction to have, like, oh, if you want my full-time job, I need to earn full-time money because I need to pay the, like, yeah, all of that's true. So it's great that you like went there and then caught yourself and was like, oh, well, I can't have that energy coming into the room. And that's the point. You can't have that energy coming into the room. And the thing, the leverage that you have is I need the ability to work with other clients and do my acting stuff, because that is additional income that you won't have to like bear the burden of.
Right.
Floating all of my expenses.
Right.
And the thing about people like me and her who are hiring assistants, we have no idea what the assistant's life is. Mom and dad might be floating you for all she knows. Like, you may have a trust fund. You may have had this huge inheritance and you're just like, yeah, I'll do this for like whatever. It's fun. I don't know. Right. So it's just a conversation between two people who are just trying to find a win-win in each of their circumstances. So shedding the energy of like, this person's trying to get me for the cheapest and whatever. It's like, maybe, maybe not, but just go in colleague to colleague energy of like, this position, and this is a really great thing to say in interviews. Mm-hmm. I realize the benefits that this position gives me beyond money. I'm clear on that. That's why I'm interested. The money's good, but you know, you can't pay someone enough to really be interested and loyal and responsible. That comes intrinsically from what I realized that, or what I hope, you know, this job can do for me beyond just the money. That is music. I mean, to anybody who's intelligent in business, that is music to their ears, that somebody understands the, I always ask people like, what are you getting out of, what do you want to get out of this job? What do you see in this job that you would get beyond just the money? Because if they haven't identified that for themselves, it's not going to work, because I will never be able to pay them enough to make them happy and fulfilled and whatever. They have to know. So you coming in and going, look, this appeals to me because blah, 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 blah.
I'll send my email to her.
Perfect.
I basically talked about Highfield Home and was like, listen, I'm doing this and I love it, but I want to, the more I do, the more I want to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just need to come up with some sort of format for the money and some sort of price that works for us both.
Yeah.
So these are some ideas. I'm just throwing them out on the table. You tell me. She has to reveal a little bit more so that you guys can have this conversation. You can't just come in and go, I guess this. Right. Not enough information.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between being someone who has some business muscles and being someone with not, who would just come in and go, I don't know, you tell me what you'll pay me. And then I guess I'll figure out how to make it work.
Can I just double check that I have the language around, like, I think I have this idea that saying I want to be able to work for other people is me like being sneaky and shiesty somehow, which of course isn't true, but like the language of I want to get clear on our, you know, aside from the rate part, but like clear on our hours and week to week and how we're going to communicate about that, because I mean,
In
she
order, because in order to sustain myself, I need to be able
to
to
do
have
the
these
job.
other streams of income.
And she knows, I mean, I think part of the reason she responded is she knows the stylist that I work for. And so she's like, oh, you're in with them. And I'm like, yeah. And I want to continue to be in with them. I'm not trying to leave them for you.
I think that's probably how she came up as well. It's very rare for a freelancer to just have like one employer and like off on their own. Like everybody knows that everyone has multiple streams of income now to float our boats because that's the world we're living in. So I don't think that's a shock. But I think she would appreciate the clarity of like, look, I just need to be able to have and pursue these other streams of income because that's what keeps me able to live in Los Angeles. And I don't, you don't need to, you know, handle the full burden of my
My life.
lifestyle, life, you know. That's great. That's music to her. That would be music to her ears as well. So framing it that way, rather than, oh, I need the time to kind of do work that's not work for you. No, it's like, oh no, I've got these other streams of income, acting, designing. Because if she ever got to the point where she could afford to do this and she just like, you're amazing, you're the best, I need you all the time for me, she would just offer you a boatload of money where you could not say no. That's how someone takes all of someone. They're like, I want to buy your life. So what? I need all of you. That's why celebrity personal assistants who like just kind of live with the celebrity and fly with that, it's like, they get paid a lot because the celebrity's buying their whole life. Like, I want all of you for me. So I will give you money that you can't say no to.
It's funny, it's echoing a story I just heard about a stylist being poached by a really fancy, well-known designer. And it was basically that. It was just like, here's a ton of money. You're clearly valuable. I'm stealing you.
That's it. Yeah. So if she wants to buy out your life, she'll make you an offer. You don't have to take it, but you know, that'll come. Yeah. But for everybody listening, that's a really good negotiating tactic when someone's being like, well, I can only pay you this much. You can go, okay, I'll take that for the first something months. And then after those months, it'll go up. And you have to know that they might let you go after those months, but those months also give you a chance to become indispensable to them, where they're just like, I will figure out how to pay you that much money. I've done that to people like, oh, I will figure out how to pay you because I need that support. Like,
Okay. Cool.
okay.
That's helpful. Thank you.
I'm just so excited for you to have this conversation because you're going to just have bigger muscles at the end of it. I'm like, yeah. So definitely come back and definitely let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So I have a question here for Evan, but he's not on it yet. And it was about, so I'm just going to say, in case he listens to this afterwards, he's negotiating a new contract with a new employer and it requires him to have cybersecurity insurance. And I'm just letting Evan know I know nothing about that. So, but sometimes, you know, you have to have certain types of insurance. I don't know exactly what the question is, but yeah, I don't know. Sounds like something people are probably going to require people to have, though, I guess. But yeah, okay. Anybody else while the floor is open? Ingrid, hello, Ingrid.
Hi.
Hi.
So here's what happened, Christine. Oh, I have to get my email so I can remember everything. So I purchased this domain, my friend who helps me with that. And she wound up, what we talked about, right? IngridVoiceCoach.com. And then I was trying to get on to my new thing, and I discovered that there is another vocal coach in Burbank, and her business is called Ingrid Vocal Studio. And so I got a little concerned that there could be confusion. So I think I'm not going to, in fact, I didn't go live or make an announcement, but I'm wondering if I could maybe run by a couple other ideas I had
Yeah,
and see if
makes
I could
sense.
cancel that one. So one of the things, my married name is kind of long now, so IngridSorenGirianVoiceCoach.com. Okay. And then actually my husband Gilbert had remembered, I don't know how he remembered this, but years ago I used to do these workshops called toyourbestvoice.com. I know two different companies. One is called Speakeasy and one is called Easy Speaking. And of course I can't use those, but like that kind of idea. Someone had said something about like the art of public speaking. Well, that's too long. Oh gosh, wait a minute. I had a couple other ideas. Wait a minute, where'd they go? Darn it. Of course. Let me just see if I can make this a little bigger so I can find my. Oh, Soren Girion vocal transformation. That's or and and then a friend of mine suggested maybe just like not do the Girion part, like just do my legal name, my original legal name, Soren, Soren vocal transformation or Soren voice coach, or maybe just I just thought it would be good to have Ingrid in there because a lot of people may not know Soren Girion. And they know Ingrid. So, thoughts? Or should I come up with more ideas?
Does your method have a name to it? The method that you teach? It's based on your dad, right?
Oh my gosh, I'm totally going blank. I can't even believe this.
No worries.
Oh my gosh. Wait, it will come to me. Controlled relaxation is the name of his technique, which is basically what I'm teaching. But what I teach is, when I'm working, which I is a thing that I love to do, of course I come from the vocal end of it and this whole technique that my dad had, very active body awareness, but I also work with people, whether it's from the vocal end, acting techniques, mindset, whatever is indicated, as also, connecting to the passion of what they're saying, using pitch and rhythm variation so they start to understand what's available to them and how they can influence who they're talking to that way. So I do use a lot of different techniques depending on what the person needs.
I'm typing things in to see there.
Okay. I couldn't believe, I'm glad that I discovered this. But now I'm
And
not
remind
sure what.
me, what was the other Ingrid? I can't believe there's another Ingrid in the city you're in. That's
In
hilarious.
Burbank, I'm
What
like,
was
what the
her?
hell?
I
Her
know.
name is it's Ingrid Vocal Studio, online voice lessons.
Studio. Okay.
And she's more of a singing coach, which I also do, but
It could be something like I'm just saying this, like, but something like the vocal freedom
Okay.
method. You could do you could your URL could be about the method rather than your name. The vocal freedom
That's
method.
what I was wondering. Yeah.
That.
That's cool. I love that.
Yeah. And then you just refer to what you do as like the thing, and that's what it is. And you don't have to like mention it again. It's just the name of your URL, just the
Yeah.
name of your. Is that taken?
Oh, I'm looking.
Or you could do vocal freedom with Ingrid. You could do a with Ingrid sort of thing.
Vocal freedom with Ingrid?
Yeah, you could do something
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
vocal freedom method. Someone has that on LinkedIn. I don't, yeah. So vocal freedom with Ingrid. That is so good. Let me try that. With, because I love having my name in there. Vocal freedom with Ingrid. I'm not seeing anything.
Can you type in vocalfreedommethod.com?
Okay.
Vocalfreedommethod.com. Oh, Kate says, what is it? I just saw your chat. Vote. Voice control looks available.
Oh. That doesn't vocal freedom method doesn't. Oh wait, I totally misspelled it
You've
with
got
like
to be
three
very
R's.
careful, or you can buy a URL that has a big misspelling.
Okay.
So if you like go to godaddy.com and then you can then type in different things and see.
Oh yeah, I'm doing it too quickly. Okay.
Yeah, vocal
That
freedom
doesn't show.
method.com is available.
It is. Do you think that's better? Vocalfreedommethod.com. And is
Let's
do
see.
you feel that's better than Vocal Freedom with Ingrid?
If you want your name in there, so if you do vocalfreedommethod.com, you also have to buy the vocalfreedommethod.com, which is also available, which is good. You'd want to buy both of them
Okay.
because someone would, if someone buys the vocal freedom method, you don't want them to have that. But if
Right.
you like vocal, if you want your name, it's not a problem that there's another Ingrid in your city that does voice stuff. It's just that Ingrid Vocal Studio and Ingrid Voice Coach is. Starts with Ingrid. It's too similar. People are gonna be
Exactly.
like, wait, which one? But vocal freedom with Ingrid is so different that that's fun.
Yes. Yes. Cool.
Yeah, I love it. Like, if you want your name in there, that's a great one. Yep, it's yours. Vocal freedom with Ingrid. I like it. Four words, I know how to spell them all. And that's coming from you, who does not know how to spell things. Vocal freedom with Ingrid. That I can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it, right? Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Cool. Thanks a million, honey. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. You're so welcome. Yes. I'm excited for you.
Thank you so much.
Ah, anybody else? We have 15 minutos. Or do we feel complete? We good? Is that it for today? All right, guys. Stay dry. You good, Ruthie? Okay. Wonderful. Ladies, thank you so much for showing up. Stay dry.
Thanks,
We're having
Christine.
earthquakes. Let's not have any more of those. What was that?
Mm-mm.
My
was on with a
God.
client. We were just both like, okay.
Oh.
Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thanks,
Bye.
Christine.
Thank
Bye,
you, Christine.
everybody.
Bye,
Bye,
everyone.
everybody. Thank you.